across the country, along with health experts, are heading to Westminster today for a conference about the disease. It's to raise awareness. As they say, many GPs don't know the symptoms or think it will just go away after a bit of a course of antibiotics. Well, if, like me, you're unsure of exactly what Lyme disease is, here are the facts.
Infection.
According to Public Health England, Lyme disease is a bacterial infection spread to humans by infected ticks. Ticks are tiny arachnids found in woodland areas, and parts of Wiltshire are said to have a high population of them.
Symptoms.
The earliest and most common symptom of Lyme disease is a pink or red circular rash that develops around the area of the bite, 3 to 30 days after someone's bitten.
Treatment.
If it's caught early, Lyme disease can be treated with antibiotics. However, ticks often go unnoticed. If Lyme disease is left untreated, further symptoms may develop months or even years later. They can include muscle pain, joint pain, and neurological symptoms, such as temporary paralysis of the facial muscles.
There you go. You probably weren't, I'm guessing, an expert before that, but now you're well informed, or better informed. Angela Howard lives in Shelbourne, was diagnosed with Lyme disease 17 years ago, and it's affected her health ever since. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
How hard was it for you to get diagnosed then?
Oh, it was really quite difficult, actually, because, as you say, doctors don't recognise the symptoms. I had been bitten in Wiltshire because I'd been on a picnic, but I lived in Berkshire. So I went to my GP because I wasn't feeling well, and I had come up in the rash, although not everyone gets the rash, but I was lucky enough to get it. And I went in and I said, I'd like a test for Lyme disease. And they said, well, you don't get it in this country, so go home and come back in a week's time and maybe the rash will have gone. So I did insist. The next day I was given a blood test. And many weeks later, I got a phone call from my GP who said, you've got Lyme disease, whatever that is, but it's probably gone away by now. So that was the start of it. That's how I learned about Lyme disease.
And earlier on the programme, we were hearing from someone you know, Katie, also
yes.
in Shelbourne, who was saying that you've suffered a lot worse than she has, actually, relatively speaking. It really has decimated your health at times.
Yes, I've had to have 2 new hips over the years because of it, and I think I was relatively young when I had that. But initially, my symptoms were flu-like symptoms, headaches, migrating arthritis, which is arthritis which moves from joint to joint around your body. Chronic fatigue, acute hearing, light sensitivity, stiffness, brain fog, memory loss. I'm not dyslexic, but I couldn't write my name. I'd write a check and my name would be all jumbled. My immune system has been weakened, so I've had shingles 4 times. All sorts of terrible symptoms, which is probably why it's difficult for doctors to identify it. But I do think we're lucky in this area of Savernake Forest that the GPs do tend to recognise it.
Well, let's bring one of them in. Tim Ballard is a GP in Great Bedwin, a vice chair to the Royal College of GPs, and with us, Tim Ballard. Good morning.
Good morning.
It seems like you might be the exception to the rule. There are few people like you who know what's going on here.
I don't think that's true now. Many years ago, Lyme was really quite a rare condition in the UK. But over the past few years, especially in the areas where the Lyme disease has become endemic, GPs really are much, much more aware of the condition, how it presents and how to treat it.
I'm reading the NHS website, around 2,000 to 3,000 cases seen in the UK nationally. How prevalent in Wiltshire then? How often do you come across it now?
We'd see probably 4 or 5 cases a year, that's all, and we're in one of the hot spots right on the edge of the Savernake Forest.
And where's the gap in knowledge come from then, even if it's being filled, as you say? Why are we in this position?
GPs as generalists need to know a little bit about everything and a lot about the things that they come across commonly. And so it's not surprising that GPs who are in a city environment don't know about it. That said, you can actually get Lyme disease in your own garden. You know, it is popping up all over the country. And what we've done at the Royal College is to release an online learning resource, which you can actually see on our website at www.rcgp.org.uk. And it's such an important area that we've made it freely available to everybody, not just doctors and our members, but everybody. It's a really good piece of education.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but in some other countries like Sweden, you can be vaccinated against it.
I'm not sure about the vaccination. It's certainly not available in the UK.
And would you say there's no need for something of that scale yet, then?
I don't know the evidence behind the vaccination programme. I'd have to look at it. I'm quite happy to have a look at it and come back later in the week to you. We can talk about that then.
OK, Tim Ballard, thank you for your time. And finally, Angela, back to you. You're going to today's conference. What do you hope then will come out of it? What would make you pleased on the train back?
Well, what would make me pleased is if there was better diagnosis from doctors, that there was better testing. It's inadequate at the moment. So many people are missed that they have to sell their houses and go abroad for treatment. And also the actual treatment, 3 weeks of antibiotics, doesn't seem long enough to kill the bacteria, judging by the hundreds and thousands of people who are suffering.
Do you feel trapped? Do you still ever get to enjoy Wiltshire's fantastic countryside?
I absolutely love it, but I'm terrified of going outside, although that makes me sound as if I don't go outside, but I do. But I'm very, very aware of it, and like Katie, you know, would dress up sensibly.
Angela Howard, thank you. Lives in Shelbourne. And Tim Ballard, too, a GP in Great Bedwin. 8:18 will tell you exactly what happened at that conference today on tomorrow's Breakfast Show.